It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi, Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Lisa, where's your camera? Oh, there you are. I'm like, now what?
I am having all kinds of technical difficulties. But welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is season 9, episode 11.
And we should only let folks know just right off the bat that there's going to be an echo.
And that's the producer's fault, because the producer didn't tell the guest that that you need headphones. And
apparently Jeremy has no fucking headphones, not one single set of headphones that will work with his computer. So if anybody would like to donate a set of headphones to Ripple PHX so that they can actually do things like this, you know, we'd appreciate it.
I mean, we work on budgets and stuff, you know, no budgets.
Life is hard, you know.
Pandemic, you know, it's fine.
And with that being said, welcome, Jeremy Bright.
Hello.
And all the echo is brought to you by me, because I didn't bring headphones.
I put it on mute. Does it help if it's on mute?
Yes.
But then you can't just feel free to the conversation. Now you just.
Oh, I won't miss it.
Feel free to jump in.
Okay. I'm good. Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay. let's see. We want to thank our Patreon supporters. First off, I want to say those that are still supporting us, thank you. A couple of people skipped this month because of COVID and furloughs. And I reached out to a couple of people. So I understand. I just wanted to make sure like we weren't doing anything wrong and you guys were like, oh, peace out. But still leaving your names on the list, because I don't want people to like disappear and come back kind of thing. Allison, Best, and Brandon. Cassandra, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelley, and Sassy C. Diaz. Oh, there is London again. I thought we were over this.
No, I haven't been home in a month, so anytime I am here, he's all up in my nuts.
God. Oh, well, we want to thank Cassandra and Patricia Mason for taking the deeper plunge on Patreon. We'll be working on some more content once Freddie gets back into his house.
Yeah, it's a little tricky with me right now. I'm still... Oh, Jesus Christ, London, fuck!
My gosh. Wait, you forgot to unmute.
Hey!
Wait, now he's frozen, or am I frozen?
I swear, like, if y'all are playing with me. I don't think he was playing.
What's happening?
So he'll be back.
Whoa. Wait, he's there.
I don't see him. Oh, there he goes. Not yet. Oh, he's back.
Oh my God. You're there. You're there. We can see you.
That was 100% my fucking cat. I don't know what the fuck he did, but he disconnected me.
That's funny.
Wow. Totally my fucking cat.
I really thought I had something to do with the headphones.
No, yeah. It's my protest. It's my protest. Yeah.
Let me continue with the announcements. If you guys want to order a Let's Have a Fifi shirt or a mask. Oh, I have one here.
Masks make great stocking stuffers.
I already have two orders for mask. I don't have orders for shirts.
I'm actually going to make probably another order for masks.
Just let me know so we can put an order in, especially if you guys want them before the holidays.
Yes. Stocking stuffers for everybody. Everybody needs a Let's Have a Fifi mask.
We're not purchasing them for everybody.
My cat is
everybody.
An asshole, Francis.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Anyway.
His nails are stuck in my pants. Fuck. Jesus.
Welcome. We want to make sure that we give a shout out to Marissa Sanchez and Bone and Basil. Check them out during the holidays to see if you can get some with the gigs for the season.
You're going to need some like stress relief. So check out Bone and Basil. Get their.
They really have cool stuff. Like that, really cool stuff.
Stokes and Jesus.
I think we're about to see a starfish.
Oh my God, my fucking Jesus Christ.
I think I'm gonna end up disconnecting again.
Ah, Jesus Christ almighty.
Do you need time?
It's fine, I'm here.
I mean, we can come back.
God damn it, he knocked over all my ripple pens. I was totally gonna like show off all my ripple pens. And yeah. He knocked over my jar with my ripple pens.
Yes.
Everybody's commenting on how beautiful your cat is. So let's move on. Oh my God. Oh, I'm going to try not to cry. This is so hilarious.
Oh, damn it.
And he's wearing fur and he looks like the cat. Like the cat's grown or something. Something's happened.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Yes, welcome. Thank you.
Always happy to entertain. Remember, you can support us on Patreon.
That's right, ladies
and gentlemen. Our virtual tip jar is paypal.me/letshaveafifi.
You earn every bit of it. Every bit of it.
Oh, my God. You disappeared. Oh.
Okay. I'm right here. I'm right here. Okay.
I am crying. This glass is about to fall off.
I think I'm good. I feel like I'm still missing some pens, but it's okay. It's fine. Oh my God.
We may have whatever you're missing.
Fine. There's nothing to see here. We're good. Up with him. Where are we at? Where are we? What's happening right now?
I think we're on the first thing still.
The weekend. We never got there.
Oh Jesus. Oh my God. So this weekend, is it my turn or are you going? What's happening?
I was laughing so hard I never went. So let me go ahead.
Oh, right on ahead, please. By all means, knock yourself out.
I mean your cat is knocking everybody out. Look at that. Ugh, fuck my lash now. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. We need to follow her. It was Thanksgiving. This was the first Christmas. Skipping ahead. First Thanksgiving. I might as well just take this lash off.
Wow.
Gotta take them both off because it looks fucking. Anyway, this was the first Thanksgiving that I cooked the turkey. And usually Scott's mom cooks the turkey, and this was the first Christmas. God dang it.
We're not there yet.
First Thanksgiving that she hasn't been here, and so it was my duty to do the turkey. And I think I did a very good job. I soaked it in brine and let it, you know, do its little bath thing. And then we probably got up at the same time and buttered our turkeys, as awful as that sounds. though I was a little jealous of your,
yes, ma'am,
your bacon butter. Mm-hmm. And then I would say that I did pretty well because everybody was going back for seconds for the turkey and saying that they never had turkey like this before. Not sure what that.
Well, I mean, we kind of know why, but that's.
Yeah, I can't. I'm being respectful.
I know.
I think I have been deemed the turkey.
You're the designated turkey person now.
Yeah.
You must be so proud.
And I already have ideas. I already have ideas on what to do next year. But I think the only difference between the turkey was that I put pork belly bacon on mine instead of like regular strip bacon, and it.
I smell what you're stepping in. Like, that sounds good.
That was so good. It was really good. And you remember me saying that I was really nervous about how many people were going to be in the house.
Right.
There were no more than like 10 people at a time. There were people that like kind of traded spaces, right, let's say. So like when one group left, another group came in.
That's
so
good.
And I was going in and out most of the time when I wasn't checking the turkey. So and you know me. What did I do the day after Thanksgiving? I decorated for Christmas.
I'm so jealous.
But I since we have, I didn't want to, I put up the smaller tree because I had a photo session in the morning, but we had such high ceilings that, right, the little tree looked like we had just like bought one of those like little trees. And I was like, we are going to need a bigger tree. So I got like a 7.5 foot tree, which I could have gone a little higher.
Yeah, well, you have vaulted ceilings, so you technically...
We'll save that for next year, because I got this tree on Black Friday, which was like a quarter of the price, and I was like, oh, buying that. Okay. And I had to go in the store, because I took advantage of my, pickup. So... It was a joy for me. It was wonderful.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Like, so many places have like adapted to these curbside things, and it's really cool.
I know. It works for me. There's like, I don't have to go into the store half the time and deal with people. I love it.
Like,
well,
I wonder what kind of those things are going to become like permanent, like down the road.
I think a lot of them will, honestly.
I think that's kind of cool.
Convenience, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but Walmart was already, I went to Target the other day. I got like one or two items, but it was better like just for them to bring it out to me than for me to go in, because I'm that person that'll be like, oh, I don't need this. See what I'm saying? It's definitely better for me. So that was,
I can
that
totally
was my weekend. That was my
That's
weekend.
Good. I'm still at my lady friend's house. We're going on week 3, actually, as of today. The fucking saga that is my bathroom is still ongoing. The drywall guys. Okay, so the drywall guys, it was supposed to be drywall guys. There was only one drywall guy. And when I spoke to the guy that's like his boss, I specifically asked him, I was like, okay, cool. How long is it going to take? He's like, well, there's two of them and they usually get stuff done in a couple hours. It'll be quick. Yeah. And the dude was here at 9. And he didn't leave until like almost 4. And then said, all right, I'll be back to finish tomorrow. And I said, excuse me?
Why?
Because he hasn't painted yet, apparently, or something. I don't know. I looked in there and I'm like, okay, well, that's great.
What was he doing?
Putting up the drywall? I don't know.
Question mark.
Hopefully, I'll be back home soon-ish. I still have to pull up the carpet in my bedroom, but at least I can use my bathroom now, so that's a plus. My turkey day was okay. Actually, for people that really know me, like my love language 100% is cooking. Like that's what I do. I love to cook for people, and I haven't been able to cook for people all fucking year. Like that's been something that's been a struggle for me. Like everybody knows, everybody sees my pictures. I've been cooking for myself, but it's not the same. And
if you like to deliver it too, I can get you my address.
You know what? I'm about to start doing that shit. Although these days I'm actually cooking for like a family of 5. So, you know, 4 kids to fucking feed and they all, yeah.
Food always looks really good.
I think it tastes pretty good. I've gotten good reviews from the kids. And when you get good reviews from the kids, you know you're doing something right. You know, when the kids are like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know.
Since you're delivering.
Yeah, apparently I have to bring some to Shannon and then travel to fucking Texas. So,
it'll be worth it, y'all.
We did a socially distant Thanksgiving with a couple of people that were kind of in our bubble and in our bubble adjacent sort of thing, but we were outside. Right. Like nobody was allowed in unless they were using the restroom, and then they had to wear their mask and, you know, all that stuff. And it was myself, my partner, her younger sister, my partner's other partner, a woman that he's been sort of seeing, and then her partner. So it was a small group, you know.
That sounds so convoluted.
The joys of being poly. It is what it is. You know, you have your partner's partner, partner's partner's partner, meta partner, whatever. It's fine. However, 2 of the people that were there were literally the personification of watching paint dry. It was the personality of a sock. Okay, the woman had a really bad laugh and the dude was a tool.
What do you mean about the laugh?
Like it was really bad. Like I was the couple of times.
I'm sorry, was that a dry cough?
Or? No, that was her laugh. And it was like the couple of times that she did it, I was like, oh, that really is your laugh. I thought you were clearing your throat. My bad. Yeah, but the food was fucking amazing. I did my turkey with garlic bacon butter, and I made Spanish green beans with prosciutto and almonds and smoked paprika. I did my mashed potatoes. The fucking cake that I made was absolutely
outstanding. You shut up.
I am not a baker. Like I'm baking is not my forte, and I nailed this fucking cake. It was a chocolate hazelnut cream cake with the cake itself had like was made with Dutch cocoa and buttermilk, and then 2 types of whipped ganache. The stuff in the middle had Nutella folded into it, and then it was
I'm waiting for my slice.
I'll make it again at some point.
Yeah, prove it.
That went fast. Like we were literally like, and then at some point during the weekend, I don't know what the fuck I did to my shoulder. I think I breathed or something and pulled something in my shoulder so bad that I woke up in so much pain on Sunday that I could barely move. Like I couldn't get out of bed. I was miserable all day. Like, it was really bad. And my shoulder still fucking hurts. Like, I don't know what I did. I'm old. I moved. I, like, walked or something. I don't
even
know.
You can't do those things anymore.
I know. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I should just not ever. So, yeah, that was my weekend. Which, all in all, wasn't too bad. Although, I did make... it was my partner's youngest daughter's birthday weekend. It was her birthday was last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. So we celebrated her birthday with us on Saturday, and I made homemade Alfredo with homemade cheese ravioli and everything, and got rave review from the kids. So I'm happy. Yeah.
It's always amazing when the kids are like, yeah, that's amazing. You're going to make that again.
These kids are picky as fuck. So the fact that they like this shit. Yeah. Jeremy, how was your weekend?
It was good. So for Thanksgiving, it was just the two of us, just Jason and I. So we had, neither one of us liked turkey. So we made ham and... then those the sausage dressing or stuffing. Do y'all call it dressing or stuffing?
For me, it's stuffing. Like, it's not something I ever really grew up with, so I don't know what the difference is.
Oh. See, that's, like, my favorite, like, food group is, like, stuffing.
It's stuffing is your favorite food group?
Yeah. It gets its own. God, I love it. Because you've got the pork, you've got the chicken, you got the cornbread. Don't forget the cornbread. So, its own food group. So we had that and sausage stuffing, and then those, you know, like those sweet potatoes that are all sweet, and I made them super sweet. So so they were really good. So it was just like a little simple, like just our favorite dishes and a little COVID-free time.
That's like super important right now. That which actually leads into my tip, which is a perfect segue. Look at that. So
oh my God.
Often, if I can, I try to sort of tailor my tip around who we have on as a guest. And since, you know, Jeremy is, you know, the genius behind, you know, Ripple PHX, I figured that it would be and since COVID is still, our numbers are outrageous right now.
Crazy.
I figured that it would be a really good opportunity to talk about things high risk behaviors and personal accountability when it comes to putting yourself and others at risk, both with COVID and with STIs, because they're almost the same thing at this point, as far as kind of how you deal with them. Like, that's what, like, my partner and I were talking about it. And we're basically like, you know, it's really like treating COVID is like treating it like an STI. Like, you have to get the testing, you have to do all these things. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I think folks aren't really talking about. And I found some interesting statistics. Like right now, you know, COVID numbers are back rising steadily, and it's really important to recognize and, you know, take accountability, the high risk behaviors, not just in yourself, but in others as well. There was a drop in reported STIs due to people not getting tested. It wasn't that the STIs went away, but people weren't getting tested. Clinics were closing and, you know, things like that because of COVID. So people weren't getting tested as often. But once the sort of the stay at home orders were lifted around the country, cases were back on the rise, with gonorrhea and syphilis getting back to about 2019 levels, which were really, really high, like higher than they've been in a very long time. We've actually talked about the fact that syphilis has made a comeback. Yay! Syphilis has come
really
back.
It really has. Yeah.
It's sarcastically clapping. Sorry. Yeah.
One of the other problems is that contact tracers for things like gonorrhea and syphilis have been diverted to COVID. And in some areas, supplies that are actually used for STI testing are running low because they had to be used for COVID testing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
public health priority.
Yep. It's so while you've got COVID over here, which is raging, But then you've got STIs that aren't going away, but nobody can get tested for them.
Those are the fires that Trump must have been warning us about.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All these little fires we're going to have.
That burning sensation. That's what that is.
That.
Oh, my God.
There's some, like, some of the, like, the high risk, like, the high risk behaviors are very sort of similar between, you know, with STIs and with COVID and things like that, like being in large groups of people you don't live with. If you're naked,
right,
you know,
right,
not wearing protection, like masks or condoms, you know, all that good stuff. And with the sort of the major rise in things like OnlyFans and Just for Fans and virtual sex work, there are people that are having a lot of unprotected sex with multiple partners, often people they don't know, putting everyone at risk, not just for STIs, but COVID as well. Now you have this added risk on top of it because, you know, I mean, everybody, there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with sex work, and there's nothing wrong with hooking up. But if you don't know your partner's status and you haven't been tested in a while, then you need to make sure that you are taking all the precautions because, not again, not just for STIs, but now you've got COVID on top of it, and you don't know who they've been in contact with. You don't know, like, there, what is happening around there, and then you have all these people that are just doing things all willy-nilly, and all of a sudden now you've got people that have STIs and COVID.
That,
yikes.
That's a bad day.
It is. It's not good. And, you know, it's important to, you know, if you are someone that does have an OnlyFans or a Just for Fans, or you're doing other types of virtual sex work or non-virtual in-person sex work, you know, it's important to acknowledge your own high risk behavior and who else you might be putting at risk through your actions. Even porn stars go through strict STI testing. Generally, the standard practice for porn stars is within 2 weeks of being on camera, they get tested. They know their status and they get tested regularly, like all the damn time. And
it shouldn't even be two weeks. It's easy. It's like 20 minutes.
Right. And there's a system called PASS in place for porn stars that actually has a network. It's set up so they can get rapid STI testing. And there's a database online where porn stars, basically it has the workable status of porn stars, so people can know who's where in terms of testing, and, you know, because,
oh wow,
that's like crazy to think about,
you know. But think about it, you know, how many people come in contact, you know, if they've got a big scene with multiple people, you have no idea where things are, and things happen, you know. You can end up with chlamydia, you can end up with crabs, you can end up with all sorts of stuff just because shit happens, and you're not always,
sometimes literally,
right, you know. But if it's you know, so that way you know that, okay, this person is not going to be able to work for, you know, 6 weeks because they're currently on antibiotics or whatever it is. But because of the system, because of the past system that they've put in place now for porn stars, there actually hasn't been a case of onset HIV transmission in over a decade.
That's amazing.
Oh wow.
Right. And more porn stars now are getting on PrEP and things that like that to actually add to the protection to cover their asses, pretty much literally. So, you know, the thing to remember, I think, is to, you know, always play safe. And, you know, PrEP is what, Jeremy, about 99% effective at preventing the transmission of HIV?
If taken daily.
Yep. So none of this, I'm going to take it and then I'm going to forget for a few days and then, oh shit, I need to take it. And then
it doesn't
have
work
to
like that.
Take it regularly. You have to take it
like birth control,
birth control.
Or you will get pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what my problem is. Right. Oh, damn.
Just like any other daily medication, you have to take it daily. Whether you have that. And if you're like me, like I forget shit all the time. I actually have a reminder on my phone to take my meds. Because I forget all the time.
Whatever works, like, you got to do what works for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a very routine person. So That's like one of the first things I do in the morning.
And it's like, and it's so easy, and it's available to pretty much anyone now at low or no cost. So, you know, there's very few excuses that anybody can really have. I mean, you can, there are so many clinics now, there are so many things out there, there are so many resources for folks to be able to get on PrEP that to be like, oh, well, I really can't get it. I'm like, woo, but can't you though? Because I can direct you right now to at least three different places that will help you get on PrEP. Right. So
that's the thing. People have to be self-motivated. And if they're not self-motivated, then you can't do the work for them.
Right.
Yeah. Then people like us, like banging our heads on the wall. come on, please.
Just do it.
It's one fucking pill a day.
Yes. Well, like you mentioned COVID and like STIs and stuff. I think you're like absolutely right. Like we have for both COVID and STIs, we have all the tools to like prevent it. And so like, and it's just like how you would like choose to adopt those or not. And we will always have those people who will choose not to adopt, even though they know, or as much as they want to deny that it's not going to work or they don't need it. You will always have those people who just won't do it. And that sucks. And, but so like, it's just like mitigating risks, you know, like what do you want to take away? And, like, can you at least get your risk down? Like COVID, can you like not make so many trips to Ross? Girl, you don't need those shoes.
And, right?
And stuff like that. And the same thing with sex. Like, can you like not hook up one night and stay home and play with your hand? Because like, you can have a good night at home by yourself. And so like how many, like, can you chip away at your risks at least? Right.
So, yeah. You know, we've talked about this a few times over, especially this year, like up until fairly recently, I wasn't having any sex with anybody. Like I was in front of between
so COVID sorry.
And shit. Like it was awful. But I was still taking my PrEP, and every time I took it, I was laughing because I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? I hate this. God damn it. Why am I doing this? But it was one of those things where it was like, eventually I was going to start having sex again.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my partner and I being poly, eventually there will be more partners involved as well. And it didn't make sense to me to just stop and then try to get back in the habit again of trying to take it. It's like, I may as well just keep taking it. No, I'm not.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Freddie. So are all of the partners in your relationship, are they on PrEP?
No.
Oh.
They're not. But I mean,
it's their personal choice.
Right,
you can't.
Right. But
and hopefully, if they're staying in the network with enough people on PrEP, that's gonna kind of keep them in that good bubble right. too.
I think that's what my question was. Like, yeah. Is there like a safety net somewhere? Where is that at?
I mean, there's always
the more people, the better.
The one thing that like I know that my partner and I are on the same page about is, you know, knowing any other potential partners' statuses, when the last time they were tested, you know, things like that. It's like, we don't have to be like a crazy Nazi about it, but it's important to know, you know, and even if you're just hooking up, it's a really easy question. When was the last time you were tested? And if you haven't been tested in the last year?
I mean, people are so horrible at, Grindr conversations anyway that right. they become memes online anyway right. that you could just throw that in. If we're all gonna see it anyway, I mean, we'll all be like, oh, at least you asked.
Right. Yes. I mean, you know, Natasha just asked, what is PrEP? And I will let Jeremy handle that in just a little bit. We're gonna get to Jeremy. I'll have him tell you all about it. It's actually,
it's a quiz night. You didn't tell me.
Why would we want to tell you? You shouldn't have to prep for this. Get it? I see what I did there. Oh my
Damn
god!
You.
So all general right. rule of thumb, folks, make sure that you are staying protected regardless of what you're doing. Whether it's COVID related, whether it's sex, whether it's whatever, make smart decisions and, you know, take responsibility for any high risk, you know, actions and, you know, high risk habits that you have. And, you know, pay attention to what you might be able to minimize in terms of those risks, because it's not just you anymore. It's you've got everybody else that you are putting at risk when you are engaging in high risk behaviors. So.
So just real quickly on this, like a little epiphany since COVID had happened for me is I think like, you know, like people like us, like we kind of bang our heads on the walls when we see people not doing the best, make the best choices. And I think like, you know, for me, I've been peddling carts of condoms around gay bars for years and banging my head against the wall. And like, so when COVID happened and people were resistant to masks, it was handled horribly. It had no chance of success, but seeing people's reaction kind of like, it sometimes reminded me of how people react when we try to offer them condoms.
Right.
And I mean, we've had them thrown back at us and stuff like that. So, so it was kind of like a little epiphany moment at some point during this COVID of like, oh, I'll join you for the support group. Like, because like, if you're beating your head against the wall, like I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
we it's, have the tools, you just have to use
absolutely. Them. Absolutely. So speaking of COVID, we're gonna take a closer look at some current events here. Let's look at our COVID update in Arizona. Now remember, guys, let's put this in a little bit of perspective. April 4th, not that long ago, we had 2,000 cases and 50 deaths. What is that?
Wow,
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So that's 8 months. 8 months.
Wow.
So 8 months, almost exactly, actually, 8 months. Today, we have 340,979 cases, 6,739 deaths. There were 3,840 new cases reported today and 52 new deaths. We are currently at a 10.2% positivity rate.
And I know that the big uproar yesterday was that people were like, oh my God, 10,000 number. But it was because they didn't report because they were on holiday too. They get a holiday too.
Right. But we're still up like 30,000 plus from last week. Because last week we had 810,850 cases.
But what I was going to say is that I am waiting to see what it's going to trickle down to in the next week or so, or 2 weeks. And I, especially the way that we were talking about how the airport was packed with people, people traveling, despite the CDC practically begging for us not to travel. People did it anyway. It was, happy Thanksgiving. I gave you COVID, Mom. Right. I don't know.
Yes. So crazy. It's sad.
And one of the things that one of the doctors was saying is that, yes, this is a time that we have been far away from family, but if you could just hold on for a couple more months, you can make it through and you can see your family all you want. But if you have COVID and you can be asymptomatic, this is the part I think people don't get, is that you cannot feel a thing and still walk around and give it to multiple people, especially if you are asymptomatic and not wearing a mask.
Yep.
So we have had so many of that.
And stop taking your fucking mask down to like take pictures and shit. Like, you're totally defeating the fucking purpose.
Or talking. Oh, I don't like when people
don't take it down to talk to me. Put it back up. Fuck's sake. You don't take your pants off when you're gonna talk to somebody, right? The same fucking thing. Keep your fucking mask on.
This is why, like, since the COVID thing started, I have barely gone out because I know myself. I know I can't keep that thing. Like, I'm just going to be moving it all day long.
It's a pain in the ass. Having a mask on,
I need to stay home.
Pain in the ass, especially if you have facial hair. It's a pain in the ass. But you know what? Seriously. I still fucking keep my goddamn face.
You get, like, mask hair, like, on your beard. Right. It, like, This takes time.
You need to have a mask that you like has a little like basket that you can like tuck in your beard in. That's what we need. Yeah. So also, in local news, Governor Ducey decided to on national TV silence his phone when Agent Orange called while he was certifying the Arizona election results, which then triggered a Twitter rant. Go figure.
Let me see if I can find it.
You have the video?
That was crazy.
Fucking brilliant. While Felicia's doing that, Ducey also had a press
conference. It's right
here. Okay, never mind.
Hold on, you ready?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How do I make it full screen?
Crazy.
It plays Hail to the Chief, mm-hmm. which, if you recall in previous press conferences, he has touted that he has him on, you know, like quick dial, you know. He said, girl, I got a ringtone for him, and he be dialing me up, and you can hear it, and I answer the phone right away, basically. And so...
He sure did.
When he did that... He was sitting there with Hobbs and just signing away, and then somebody said that like there's an episode of Modern Family where the husband's on TV and the wife is watching him on TV, and so basically she keeps calling and he keeps going. And hanging up on her, and she can see him hanging up on her.
Right.
But Agent Orange was calling to like stop the certification of the votes, and he called the other press conference that was happening in the I guess, and he called back the hearing and said that Doug Ducey is not good for Arizona. He's gonna like regret what he did on national TV.
Remember this? I'm like, oh my god, it's so fucking stupid.
I was like, your bro broke up with you on national TV.
Yeah, there goes that bromance. Sorry, dude. Trump is still lying about voter fraud. He's still filing lawsuits. Meanwhile, pretty much all being dismissed.
He did some kind of like 40-minute thing today that apparently was like all lies, but I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if I want to.
I can't.
Sometimes I get so mad.
And there is an investigation about him trying to do like some kind of like pardon ahead of him being released from the White House. Mm-hmm. So all I can say is those that have stuck around for this, y'all, the worst is not yet to come.
Well, Ivanka, like they said, Ivanka got deposed for something. So I don't know if it had something to do with that or not. But
I'll let you watch crazy. It, but it...
it's something, yeah.
Somebody said this could be worse than Watergate.
There's going to be all sorts of fun shit that's going to be happening, trust me. And then Trump says he'll leave the White House if Biden is elected. Yeah, no shit, motherfucker. I don't understand. What is that supposed to be, a threat? I'm like, are you leaving now? Because that would be great. Can you just bounce the fuck out? Because I'd have no problem with that. Just fucking leave. Like, if you want to, like, throw a tantrum and be like, well, I'm just going to leave. Please. Please do.
And again, you know what's really depressing the last 4 years has been watching Melania decorate the hall for Christmas.
No fucking taste. That woman has no fucking taste. It's so cold. Like, everything is just cold. Like fucking Russia. It's literally like fucking Russia. It's stark and gray and bleh.
Yep.
Yeah, and that video that they do for her every year, I watch it and I laugh so hard. I'm like, this is not cute.
She tries.
And this is the only time that bless we see her on national TV is when she's decorating the hall.
And she hates it.
so bad.
And she said over and over she doesn't like it, but on the video it's like, oh, I'm picking out ribbon and I love this. My God.
Someone just put that in her hand.
There's somebody behind the camera going,
you're not smiling.
Fix your fucking face.
I think it's true.
Seriously. God. So we do have a little bit of positive news today, which I'm kind of excited about. And just because it's one of those things that when something like this happens and you see all the support, I think it's fantastic. Elliot Page came out as trans on December 1st. He came out yesterday on his Instagram.
What a day to do that.
It was fucking fantastic. And Netflix has already gone through and they're already changing all the credits on his movies, like Juno, Whippet, all the things. They're changing it to Elliot now, which is amazing. And
they tweeted in support.
Absolutely. And on his Instagram, like the whole cast of the Umbrella Academy were just like flooding his Instagram with so much support. And it was so fucking amazing to see. And, you know, when he came out as queer a few years ago, like he really... Like it was one of those things where all the little baby queers were like, oh my God, I love this person so fucking much. And now he's come out as trans and it's just like another amazing.
Did the letter make you cry?
It did. I was totally tearing up. Like I'm sitting there, I was reading it and I was just like.
Oh, I was getting ready to go to a meeting and then I was like, oh, what's this? And then I was like, oh, and then. And then so like I'm walking out of my office going like and everybody's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine. You know, go check your Twitter.
Oh yeah. So there's a little bit of good positive things that are happening. Shall we move on to our guest?
Who is it? I'm just kidding. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey.
I think a lot of people are here to talk to you. They don't really care about us.
Yeah, they just.
I'm so excited to be here. Like, I really do feel. I feel like fangirl. Like, I yeah. Seriously.
We're a hot fucking mess. You saw my cat disconnect me, knock over all my fucking pens.
It ain't as glamorous as it seems.
Like this is God. There's. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
So I'm Jeremy. I'm originally from East Coast. I'm like Southern raised. And I moved out here in 2012. Met a hunky guy, like almost right away.
I didn't meet you in 2012. What are you talking about?
What?
Just kidding.
It was me. So I met this awesome guy and we started dating and stuff like that. We met in September and then like around Thanksgiving, he started getting sick. And so he got, got this like chronic, sore throat that wouldn't go away. And, so kind of like through Thanksgiving to all the way to the week of Christmas, was how long it took for him to be diagnosed with HIV for them to figure out that that's what it was. And just undiagnosed and just like kind of one of the symptoms that some people get with it. Right. And so he was converting. And so this was like right when we're like getting going good, the first holidays and stuff like that. So so like the week of Christmas, I went and got tested and I was negative. But at the time, the closest test, like you had to be retested in 3 months to have a clear window. So there, and I had definitely had risks and exposures. And so, it was we spent that Christmas together. We didn't go home that year and, we got to know each other. And so I'm with this amazing guy and, we're going to keep going. And, but we couldn't find resources like for us and, or for people like us that, you know, things that we were interested in. There were some resources, but so it kind of like stirred for a few years before I took a leap and moved from what I was doing, which was marketing and advertising, to saying that I wanted to do something to add to the community around HIV. So I went to work for Southwest Center for a couple of years. I disagreed with the direction of the agency at that time and left. And I think they have someone really good in now. I interviewed him a time before and I really liked him. He was my choice. So they chose wrong. but now I think they have the good guy. So I left there at the time and then created, but we did, Jason and I decided we weren't done. And so we created Ripple to try to continue serving our community. And so we didn't know really how we were going to do that. But we did. We got funded. We became a nonprofit. We never knew how to do that before. We got funded. We wrote our first grant. Got funded for 5 years, like right out of the gate. So nice. We were like super lucky, super fortunate. And it was just nothing but like, I think good timing and a lot of passion. So Ripple has like a little start. We have a little staff, AJ, who's amazing.
I met AJ while
at Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, he's incredible. Like he's like gonna save the world one day. Like he will.
And so
we just wrote for another grant that will be, if we get it, we'll be millionaires. It's $2.5 million over 5 years, and so it's directly through the CDC, and they're giving away.
If you need someone else on staff, I'll give you my salary requirements, and you just let me know, and I'll come over.
Yes,
it can't be $2.5 million though.
It doesn't need to be $2.5 million. I just need to be able to feed myself, really.
Right. Our needs are few.
Like I just need to pay rent and feed myself. I don't ask.
Yeah.
So
they're giving 90 of these away, and so I hope we're able to do it because it'll bring a lot of really good spirited, positive energy around HIV into the community, and we hope we can add that to the community.
That would be absolutely amazing if you guys could get that. Like I could see
so
many good things happening for Ripple.
Oh, I have questions.
Yeah.
What would you do with that? Like, potentially, what would you do with the 2.5?
So like, I didn't know this. When you write a grant, you have to like think of all that. I mean, I assumed they wanted to know some information. So like we had to put together like the program, which gets you like super excited, and then you don't have the money yet. You know, you don't even know if they're gonna like let you do it, but you get like so worked up about it. So like I'm super excited. We have this new Chariot bus, and that's something that's really hard to get funded. And the bus that we got for $1,200 from a nursing home that just wanted an upgrade. And so like we got, like, it was through AJ's husband's company. So it was just like who you know. And so we got really fortunate with that, and we did it all ourselves. Spectrum Medical sponsored and Gilead. And so they helped us get it looking pretty. That's and awesome. So we have this like asset that's really hard to fund. So we really wanted to leverage that. So you would see her day and night roaming the streets with like different things, like daytime kind of business, and at nighttime, like really serving the community that's out. I can't wait for those days to come back. It'll be cool.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys kind of started, right?
What's that?
You guys kind of started with the Chariot, or did it not?
We just got it. Like we just got it during COVID times. So.
So what are the different things that Ripple does? Like one of my favorite things is the Ripple Briefs, which I now have a fucking stock of condoms, which I think so. Eventually I will use these goddamn condoms. It's like I have them for the same
reason. No judgment here. Prep.
But I use them on my toys. So there's that. But
smart.
Let's be real. Okay, the real star of the Ripple Briefs are these fucking pens, okay?
I now have the most amazing collection of pens thanks to Ripple Briefs. Although I forgot to get one. I forgot to sign up last week and I'm really mad. But look at this, okay? I have mermaids. I have a fucking like quill looking thing. I have a rabbit. I have like a Jack Skellington thing here. I have a chili pepper pen. I can never find a goddamn pen anywhere in my house. So now I have these and I'm very excited about them.
You know, like I have a sense of humor. And so I think the pens really come out in that because it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I want to send something that lets people know that we care, that we're different, that, you know, like you need a pen and why not make it fun?
No, I think they're great. Although I swear to God, if anybody sends me any more fucking banana candy, I'm gonna have a conniption fit. We're gonna have
no.
Send more. Send more.
I'm just gonna start collecting all the banana candy, and then one day I'm just gonna like drop it on your doorstep in a bag.
You know, it goes both ways.
Listen.
You will like it.
So we kind of skipped ahead a little bit, but can you explain what Ripple Briefs are?
Yes. So because of COVID, like pre-COVID, we'd be going out to see a show at Cobalt or something like that. Wherever people gather, we try to fill that space like and spread our gospel. So that's what we would typically be doing is distributing safer sex kits, condoms, lube, information about PrEP. And we use amazing people from our community to do that. So like if we're going to Carumba's, I am clearly the wrong guy to man that. As much as I want to do it, I'm not the guy. And so like we really try to match like volunteers with where we're going to be. And, and go out and so that they can talk with their community. And so like we try to set it up so that the volunteer experience is like feels really rewarding. Because like we want, that's how the ripple grows. Is like when like someone just asked about PrEP in the chat and someone responded with the answer, like that's a little ripple. And like we need more of those where we're just talking about it and pull the stigma away from HIV and really just talk about it like one-on-one. So that's kind of the hope. Like I think a lot of people want to say like we're gonna end HIV, and I don't know that I have that aspiration. Like I hope to see it, but I just hope that that our effort is contributes in some kind of way. I know we'll never be the biggest, so but I hope we
it's
do our part.
About
you know,
being the biggest though. Sometimes you don't need to.
You just got to start with a ripple,
and that's exactly it. The ripple grows. You start with a little ripple, and it gets bigger. So it doesn't. That, you
I
don't
think
have
that's our hope.
Biggest. And sometimes it's those little ripples that actually make the biggest impact. So,
yeah,
you know,
I hope.
And like for those of you that watch the Fifi regularly, Felicia and I, so as part of the Ripple Briefs, you can actually get an at-home HIV test. It's a rapid HIV test, which you can get at home, which is really cool. And for free, mind you, for free. And Felicia and I actually got it and took it on the show a few months back. Because for me, it's things like that I think kind of help end a lot of the stigma around HIV. Like, yeah, look, you know what? Look, I am doing this live. I'm going to take this test live. You will see my results live. Like, you know, regardless of what those results are, because it is what it is, but not what your status is, isn't the issue, but you have to know what your status is.
Right.
I think that part of the stigma is fear and ignorance. Oh, he disappeared. I think a little bit of the stigma comes from fear and ignorance. And what you and other... What were you saying?
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, it just happened on
that
its own.
That was really weird.
We're all green. So
everybody know. Blipped off on my end. And then apparently I blipped off and then came back. Like, it was really weird. I don't know what happened.
And welcome. No.
what I was saying is I think that the stigma comes from fear and ignorance, and I think that organizations like Rebel Phoenix eliminate people feeling like there is some kind of fear, and you eliminate fear when you educate. So, and I know that for a fact. Was it the cat again? Francis wants to know.
No, it wasn't the damn cat again. I don't think that was on my end. That was something else. I didn't touch anything.
It said, "We've had enough." He wasn't even saying anything this time.
I know. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
So, on top of Ripple Phoenix, which is like your full-time gig, what else do you have going on?
It has been a little consuming. For good and bad, you know, I think a healthy level of it was expected, mm-hmm. but it's been at times like really consuming. So like there are times where I lose me and so I try to bring me back like in things that I'm doing so that what I'm doing like is not only meaningful, but also matters to me and kind of tickles the things that I need tickled.
This is not that kind of show.
Like we can't tickle. No one told me.
You know what? Your kink is not my kink, but your if tickling is your thing, you go right
He's
on.
Never coming back. It's He's fraud. Never coming back.
It's fraud.
No. I lied. This is totally that kind of show.
So I volunteer, I'm on the Phoenix Storm Rugby's board. So I do that, and I really love those guys. I think those guys, guys generally, because they welcome trans onto the team as well. And so trans and women can all come out. And so it's very inclusive. I really love them. And I think they do it in a spirit of brotherhood, or is kind of the best way to describe it, where they really, really care for each other and look out for each other. And it's kind of a cool little group in our community that will welcome anyone onto the field to play. And so like I've seen them welcome in like new people who just walk on for the first time, and they just throw them right in. They're part of the family. And so it was something I wanted to try to give back to. So that was something I started doing last year, and we'll continue another year on the board with them. So hopefully we can make some kind of difference with those with that group and keep them going. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So that's really it for me.
That's it? Just rugby? That's it?
HIV, rugby, and a little Southern food every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I don't believe you. So, okay,
a lot.
What else does Ripple do? Because we know that they're about Ripple's about education. You have the Ripple's Brief. What else does Ripple do?
Well, so tomorrow night we're winding down Loteria. It's our last Loteria of 2020. It was a 1-year funded grant. And so that kind of ends this year. We're going to try to get it refunded, not refunded, but refunded. And because they need to pay us again, because it was a really great program. And that was a really cool
team. I didn't get to play very often, but I tuned in a couple times and it was fun.
Tomorrow night, you can win a TV, a 55-inch TV. Grand prize. So it's free. Go play, win a TV, or not, and still have fun.
If anybody wins the TV and they don't have any room for it, I will happily pick it off your hands.
Now, you can't hang it on a soggy wall.
I wouldn't put it in my goddamn bathroom. I'm not going to put a fucking 55-inch TV in my bathroom, okay? That's what the 27-inch is for.
That's what I was going to say. I was gonna be like, nah, you don't put bigger. The big one in the bathroom.
So that's tomorrow night. Loteria, we're winding that down. And then Ripple Briefs, we're kicking off on Sunday, a special Ripple Brief for the holidays. It's called the 12 Gays of Christmas. Yeah. And so it starts on Sunday, and it's for 12 days. And as soon as you register on Sunday, you get I brought a costume for this part. So on Sunday, y'all always have a look. So anyway, on Sunday, when you register, You get this bag.
Oh my.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Is it too much? So you get
it's
this
really
bag.
Over the top. It's really over the top. Like
literally over the top.
And then you take a trivia question or you take a little trivia quiz every day. It's like 5 simple questions and they're super fun. They're like related to HIV and pop culture things. And then every day you get a gift.
I'm screwed. I can do quizzes if it revolves around HIV. Pop culture, I'm fucked.
No, you got this. It's like Elf. You got this.
Have you met me? I don't know anything about pop culture. I got nothing.
Well, if I could give away everyone like a hat like this to everyone, I would. But every day there's a gift that goes in the bag and they're super, super cute. Like I love that little front section at Zia's Records where they have all the little fun tchotchke things. And so it's Zia all kinds Records? Of cool stuff.
Zia yeah. Records? Did you really like- just... reference Zia Records?
Don't you love
What's
it?
Wrong with Zia Records?
Next it's gonna be Tower Records. I'm gonna
no.
Zia Records is still open.
So that's starting up on Sunday. So do that because it's gonna be fun. It's 12 days and you can catch up if you miss a day. But it'll be super fun and we'll fill the bag with really cool stuff every day.
That's awesome. I'm totally gonna get in on that. I'm totally gonna get in on it.
And then, while you're doing it, you could be ordering free HIV tests from our website. You could be ordering condoms. They're all free. We ship them out. And I can't ever ship something like just the condoms. So, that's where we put in the other things, kind of whatever we have. We kind of toss it in with love and send it out. So, it's all that stuff's on the website. It's free. We're going to do 12 days to get people to the website, and hopefully then they can take advantage of the other things that are there, too.
I think that's fantastic. So definitely go to it's ripplephx.org.
Yes.
And make sure that you sign up to play Loteria tomorrow. Sign up for Ripple Briefs. And then starting on Sunday, you have the 12 Gays of Christmas. Hat not included.
No, I'm keeping it.
Sorry.
But you can have this. It's super cute.
You can have the bag. The bag is really cute.
And we'll fill it.
What time is the Loteria tomorrow?
It's at 7 Arizona time. It'll be about 2 hours.
And where do people watch it?
At Ripple PHX.
What are you trying to point?
I was trying to point to the thing on the screen that everything's backwards.
It's
more complicated than it looks, y'all.
This is the only thing where it's not this way.
Something right.
It's right here.
Mirrored, but it's not mirrored on our screen. That's why it's every time I'm like.
It's all backwards. So yes, Facebook, our Ripple PHX page, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We're punctual, so be there.
I know they don't run on drag time. It's amazing.
Nope. Oh, it's been a challenge. Girls running in here at 6:59.
Oh, I believe
one
it.
One eyelash on.
I know who you have working with you. I know who you have working with you, and I believe it.
We're going.
30 seconds, and they come running in with.
They've been amazing. They've been amazing, though, except on time. But I can forgive it because they're amazing.
That's awesome.
I have no idea what that's like. I'm always on time.
You are for sure.
Just don't watch any of the episodes before this one.
And none of them. Not a single. Don't watch any of them.
I heard season 1's available. I'm going all the way back.
Oh God! If you go back to season 1, you're going to see a very different Freddy.
A different.
Oh God! Who the fuck is this bitch? Oh,
all right, I'm in.
It's trippy.
Oh my gosh, we've now become part of his binge schedule.
Yeah. Right.
If you run out of things on Netflix, there are 8 previous seasons of Let's Have a Fifi for you to catch up on.
So, well, a lot of, like, I rarely watch it live because, like, I want to, like, see it. So if I'm multitasking, I want to be able to pause it and come back to it. And so, like, so I usually watch it. And then, like, a lot of times, like, YouTube will play the next one. And so I just kind of roll with it.
You just keep it rolling. Yeah. We've got background noise when you're trying to multitask and, you know, you don't have anything better to do. We're great to have on in the background.
I listen to the gospel.
Oh, God. I mean, we are educational. It's PBS After Dark. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have a quick game for you, Jeremy.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So we call it this or that.
Don't think too hard. Don't think too hard. This is like
first just quick response. Quick response.
All right.
Would you rather eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice?
Spaghetti noodles.
Ooh. be born with 1 nipple or born with 2 belly buttons?
1 nipple. Yeah.
Ooh. He thought about that. Yeah. Know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice you make?
What was the first one?
Know all the mysteries of the universe.
Okay, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Oh, penises down the back.
See, oh my God, that's what I always go for. That's what I always say. Everybody always says a vagina on the forehead. And I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing. What if the vagina on your forehead actually acts like an actual vagina? Because that could get really messy.
Pass.
Like really messy.
I take the dicks on my back. Like
I'm like, that could be like a party, man. You have dicks on your back. Like
I'm saying.
It's like a one person gang bang. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like, well, and if you like, if there's danger or something, you know, they pop up and it will scare people away.
Right? the vagina, oh, the forehead, I'm like, there's too many things to consider. Yeah. Like,
if somebody scares you, have an instant erection on your back.
And they'll all run. They'll right? all run.
They'd be like, they'll what be the scared. Fuck is on that guy's back?
I mean, wouldn't you? Well, I don't know if I'd run.
I know, I'd be like, hey, how you doing?
But I mean no harm.
Oh, my God.
But I think is he the first one that's that
said, I think he is. Everybody else always picks the vagina on the forehead.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to be so messy later.
Like, seriously, that's the first thing that pops in my head. I'm like, okay, I don't know if these folks just don't come in in contact with a lot of vaginas, because if you have a vagina on your forehead that behaves like an actual vagina, y'all are it's messy, like things just
And then last week we got into like deep conversation, like if the ovaries and
right,
the,
like if you know if you have like fallopian tubes and ovaries and stuff like inside your head, and then you have to worry about monthly issues.
What if you get pregnant?
And then there's that. Like, what are you gonna do with a vagina if you get pregnant? And then you like, there's, you know,
oh my God, what happens to your brain?
That's the thing, you know. They're
it's all gotta fit.
Gio wants to know if there would be testicles, because that could be dangerous.
Oh, well, you don't want them out there like that.
I mean, you could look. Gio can sew, so you could create like, you know, garments that would protect the testicles on your back.
I feel that
while still possibly that. Allowing some freedom for the penises to do what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Still not much you're going to be able to do with a fucking vagina on your forehead. Like, you can put a hat on, but... No.
Pass.
And, like, I can say this because, like, I have one. So I can talk about how, you know, messy things would be if you had a vagina on your forehead. Like, that's just...
And plus, wouldn't you have to worry about... You'd have to wear some kind of like face covering, because
Get like, what if you got like dirt and shit in there?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, and that's why I'm like, I am all for like nudist camps and stuff like that. But like, there are some things that like I have concerns.
I think it's legit.
You know, like, with penises, like the penis itself is out there, but everything else is sort of tucked inside. Whereas
it's mostly it's mostly predictable,
right? So, like it's, you know.
Vaginas are not predictable.
No, they're really not.
The penis is a one-trick pony.
Like, that's, you know?
The vagina is like, ooh, the seven wonders.
What if you could do with the penises? Like, what if you could train them to do shit like the Bellagio fountains?
No. Oh, now, my see, God.
That, you have to apply yourself.
Yeah, that would be a goal. That would be a goal. That would be something to, like, work towards, you know?
You cannot just want it. You have to work for it.
Like that.
Now, I would sign up for that OnlyFans. Right? I would sign up for that.
Oh yes.
Like, oh, yes. Fun little penis tricks and stuff. I'm just saying.
I would see people going, "Oh well, click on my OnlyFans." I'd be like, "Have you seen the guy with the penises on his back?" Nah, I'll pay for that.
There are some things I'm willing to pay money for. Just saying.
Maybe that's the question. Would you pay to see a vagina on someone's forehead?
Right. Which one would you put, like, pay to see in action? The vagina on the forehead or the penises on the back? Where can folks find you and Ripple on the social media?
Ripple PHX on Facebook and Instagram. Please come play with us. Like our stuff, share it, go shop online. We launched a little Christmas store yesterday, so you can get some stocking stuffers and help support the organization.
I saw that's really cool.
And you can get like free stuff too. So like while you're like helping the organization, you can pick up like a free at-home test kit or condoms or whatever like that all at the same time. You can register for this on Sunday and get your bag that we're gonna fill up. And so check us out online, Ripple PHX.
Excellent. Oh, wow. Felicia, ow, Christ.
And London is back.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, we're good.
This has been super fun. Like, it really has. I love watching it. So like, this has been super fun.
Oh my God, my cat's gonna fucking disconnect me again. He's gonna step on.
Don't do it.
Oh my God, okay. Felicia, did you look at the show sheet right now?
We're having eight.
Oh my
eight
God.
Penises on your back.
8,846. Jesus Christ. Felicia, any gigs coming up? What you got happening?
Other than being painted by Brandon, no. No.
Yeah, I ain't got shit going on either.
COVID, is that the body paint thing?
Yes.
Ooh. Shannon, do very not cool. Encourage the kitty.
Oh, yes. Yes, do it.
God. I'm really glad that my laptop cool. is not a fucking touchscreen because everything would be closed right now.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got nothing. Uh-huh. Let's see. Coming up next week, I believe we've got Dolly on with us. Yeah. They were on Dragula and then the special Dragula Resurrection that was put out not too long ago as well.
Correct. Uh-huh. And Daniel.
Which
December 16th.
Oh, good. Even though my thing's already aired, but that's fine.
I mean, we can go back and watch and listen.
We'll have to make sure we post it a lot before the thing. So yeah,
I posted it all over the place today. You're welcome. You're welcome. Jesus
Christ. Oh my God.
That's it for me.
I got nothing.
Stay tuned for, also, if you're on our Patreon, be sure to check the Patreon because, like, sometimes I put stuff there and don't tell nobody. That's why I had to create that Facebook status when I did the other one the other day because I was like, people are not even looking at this.
Once I'm back in my own house and things are a little bit steadier, I'm gonna start pushing out more content. I was actually thinking, so I'd like to hear from our Patreon supporters or people that would like to. This would probably be for some of the higher tiers because this would be a very niche content. So I happen on my Kindle, I have a Tyrannosaurus erotica. I will read this
right
Tyrannosaurus.
Now, if I had dicks on my back, they'd be hard.
I will read this Tyrannosaurus erotica for our Patreon. It'll be like Drag Story Hour, but better. Because it's Tyrannosaurus Rex porn.
Cassandra would like that.
I'm just saying.
I feel like Cassandra would like that.
So,
that's cool.
So subscribe, and if you know, I would subscribe to maybe one of our higher tiers, because then you'll get to hear me read T-Rex porn.
I'm gonna check it out.
We had some other things planned pre-COVID, but
this year's been rough, guys. This year's been rough.
I mean, so thank you for supporting us otherwise.
We appreciate it so much. You have no idea. No idea.
That's awesome.
So, all right.
Yes, Marissa, this has been a very entertaining show, including, Shelly says, she'd like that too.
It's exactly what you think it is. Like, it is that bad. It's exactly what you think it is.
My goodness.
Yep.
What's happened?
Wow. Okay.
All right, you guys. Thank
well,
you.
Well, with that being said, thank you to our guest.
You're welcome.
Jeremy.
Thank you.
Phoenix, for joining us tonight. And we will be back next week at 8 p.m. Arizona time with Dolly. Jesus Christ. Good night.
Bye.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.